Welcome to this crossover episode with the TNT EdTech Podcast and Education Today. I'm your host, Scott Nunes. I want to start this episode by thanking you, the listeners. I really appreciate you tuning in, supporting the content here on both podcasts. It means the world to me and to Matthew Ketchum. We really appreciate it. We're in the thick of it with 2020, and just like many of you, we're growing tired. So we're working hard to bring you these educators. If you feel like you have a message that you would like to share with the other educators out there, head on over to flipgrid.com/Nunes, just like my last name, N-U-N-E-S, the number 12, and then the word days, plural, with an S at the end, and share your message, and you may find it featured right here. So head on over, do that right after you listen to this episode, and take care of yourself. Hang in there, and I'm hoping these pro tips will help you get through 2020 with a bang. Hello everyone, this is Scott Nunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nunes Teach. I'm your host for this crossover episode with the TNT EdTech Podcast and Education Today. Today's guest is Bruce Reicher. He's a 26-year veteran in the industry, so he knows what he's talking about. He's been heavily involved in tech this whole time, and he draws on that wisdom and experience. He's a well-known author, sportscaster, presenter, and so much more. He's also a BrainPop, Wii Video, and Wakelet ambassador. He does a lot with audio, video, talking about radio. He kind of does it all. In fact, he influenced myself and Matthew to re-examine Wii Video. And that's something that we're looking at to use in our own district, possibly. It's a great tool. We have Chromebooks now. We switched over from Windows devices, and we're finding that we really need something to have this student choice option available to our students and our staff who are on Chromebooks or using Chromebooks a little more actively within their classrooms. And it's a great tool. Many of my friends use it. I know Tim Cavey from Teachers on Fire uses it. Brian Carpenter uses it as well. He will be on the podcast, so if you don't know him yet, also check him out. Another great Canadian. There's so many. Since I'm on Canadians, let's throw out one more. One from the series, in fact, Noah Daniel. So check out her P3 podcast series. She does great work. You can also check out her website. But back to Bruce Reicher. Check out some of his resources that he has on Wakelet. You can find them at wakelet.com/@Reicher. So check that out. He's got a bunch of stuff on there. And don't forget to check out his book, Scripted, put out by EduMatch. He co-authored it with two others, and they all bring their collective wisdom and expertise in this book. And I don't want to spoil it for you. Go ahead, head on over to Amazon, and don't forget to search up Scripted. I know that today is day 12 for our 12 Days of Christmas for Educator series. However, the fun, the hope, the encouragement, the inspiration will not end here. We had such a good turnout from educators from all over that I'm going to be continuing to do this. So expect some bonus episodes. We have up Liz Gallo and Nicole Biscotti. Make sure you check them out as well. So stay tuned for those episodes. Coming up in the next couple of days, I'm going to take off Sunday, most likely, but then you'll hear those episodes Monday and Tuesday. So stay tuned. And without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic over to the great Bruce Reicher.
Hi, I'm Bruce Reicher, and I would say that my expertise is my 26 years of teaching. A lot of it is using technology, but the biggest thing I think I'm an expert in is having rapport with students and bringing them the best tools that I can. Solutions and strategies right now for 2020 would be just make it through. Every day is a new day. You do the best that you can every single day and give yourself grace. No one is going to be perfect in this. No one has prepared for this. And you definitely do the best that you can for your students every single day. And I think they need grace, and we also need grace, that you're not going to be perfect when you're teaching. In an ideal world, what would be happening is, I think what is starting to happen right now is everybody starting to use the technology tools better and better. In the beginning, last March, when we went into COVID and pandemic teaching, most people had never used Zoom or video conferencing. I think right now people are getting more and more comfortable at using these tools, figuring out ways to be effective in these tools, and how could they leverage these tools to make them similar. They're never going to replace classroom instruction, but as similar as possible to the regular classroom instruction that you've had. I think everybody by now is getting comfortable with videotaping themselves, which is a big hurdle to get over. And I think the same for students. Many students now have their voices heard a lot more than they might have been heard in the classroom, especially for quiet students that are a lot more intrinsic, who might not talk at class at all. I think that right now, a lot of them are thriving in 2020, where they might not have thrived as much in the classroom if we were back to the regular setting. For the next 5 years, I predict that we're going to keep evolving. We're going to keep getting better. You're going to get more and more fresh ideas for education. And I think one of the biggest ideas is going to be to slim down or get rid of a lot of state standards and replace them with new 21st century workplace standards, like the 10 skills that you need to know for the future. That's exactly what all of the Google applied skills are written on. All future skills that our students will need to know, like problem solving, creativity, working with others. More and more of our lessons should be geared to that, and less of our lessons should be geared to just knowing content knowledge that we know you could just pick up the phone and, you know, look and find the answer. I think all educators are doing a tremendous job. This is not easy to do, and we've done it on the fly, and we are just going to get better and better doing it and keep showing our passion for all students and helping them achieve. So those are my answers of some of the ideas that we have for this special. Thank you so much, and keep working hard and be proud that you're an educator.
Thank you again, Bruce, for joining this series. I want to make sure you all are following Bruce Reicher at B Reicher on Twitter. That's the letter B and then Reicher spelled R-E-I-C-H-E-R. Thank you again, everyone. If you want to see a visual representation of this podcast, head on over to Flipgrid, and in your browser's address bar, type in flipgrid.com/noons, the number 12, and the word days. So noons, N-U-N-E-S, the numbers 1 and 2, and the letters D-A-Y-S. And please record a message yourself and share it out. And if you do, your video message may be shared out on the podcast as well. Once again, I'm Scott Nunes, host of Education Today and the TNT EdTech Podcast with Matthew Ketchum. Have a great holiday, everyone.